Rosa paused in the doorway and forced calm into her voice. To the mesa, to Abuela's favorite place. You like it there, don't you? Without waiting for a reply, Rosa fled to her own room, her heart in her throat, her ears straining for the sound of the roadster racing back to the adobe. She dug an old satchel from the back of her wardrobe and began filling it with her warmest, sturdiest clothes. When it was nearly full, she opened the top drawer of her bureau and retrieved the narrow wooden case that contained her few valuables, her mother's gold wedding ring, a pair of small diamond earrings John had given her for their first anniversary, and 10 Indian head half-eagle gold coins her father had given her when she graduated from high school. How are you doing, girls? She called as she laid the case carefully on top of her clothing, closed the satchel, and fastened the clasps.
Fine,
Anna shouted from the children's room.
We're almost ready.
Lupita wants to bring her doll, called Marta, but I heard Mrs. Nelson say to take only what we need.
I need Linda, Lupita argued.
Rosa lugged the satchel down the hall and dropped it in the front room.
You may each bring one toy, she called back.
They would need something to occupy themselves while they waited for John's fury to abate. How long would it be, she wondered, before it would be safe for them to come home? Days? Weeks?
What about a book? Asked Anna.
One toy or one book?
Rosa hurried into the kitchen and hastily packed food into a basket. Tortillas, oranges, cheese, dried apricots. Enough for a day, perhaps two. She lugged the basket into the front room and left it next to her satchel, and as she straightened, her gaze fell upon Elizabeth's tan cloche beneath the armchair. It must have fallen off when John knocked her to the ground.
Hurry, children,
she called as she tucked Elizabeth's cloche into her satchel for safekeeping. Her right eye was steadily swelling shut, and blood trickled from her split lip. She wiped her mouth with the back of her hand and ran down the hall to the children's room. Marta had Miguel out of his crib and warmly dressed, and 4 neat piles of clothes sat on the floor. Lupita clutched her doll, gnawing on the inside of her lip as she fought back tears. Anna sat on her bed.